Well, time to take a look at the Sunday papers with the help of the Cardiff West Labour MP, Kevin Brennan, and the writer and broadcaster, Mario Bassini. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Kevin, I better let you have your little moment in the sun to begin with. You're in one of the papers yourself.
Apparently so, yes. I think it's page 7 of The Independent on Sunday. Absolutely ludicrous, childish story got up by the kids in the Tory spin machine. I spoke in the debate in Society at Oxford on Thursday about private education, bearing in mind that David Cameron, in his recent speech at Tory party conference, said there was a divide in our education system that constituted a form of apartheid in his speech, which I don't think I would have used that term. I'd keep it for something more seriously. But as a result of that, I'm being accused of being in favour of wanting to abolish all private schools, which, for the record, is not the case and not policy.
It was the motion, though, wasn't it?
But, I mean, the Tory chief whip recently was accusing his own backbenchers in the House of Commons of treating the House of Commons like a student debating society. This was a student debating society. And my remarks were about the sorts of things we needed to do to close that divide in our education system in this country, not about abolishing private schools.
Jimmy Savile on many of the front pages, Mario.
Yes, it's all over the place. I mean, clearly it was carved out a very particular, very special niche in the entertainment history of this country. I mean, the way that he actually married sort of a very, very personal touch, very, very glad-handing personal touch with a total commitment, total devotion to all these charities, quite frankly, was amazing. I mean, I have to say that I used to watch him with a tiny bit of edge. I mean, you know, he really was, you felt that he really was peculiar. There was something...
Yeah, it's a bit distancing
about him, really. But,
British love of eccentrics, though, isn't it?
I think so. When you read his backstory, I was reading, it's a great headline on the front of The People, Goodbye Guys and Gals, using one of Jimmy's catchphrases. But when you read his history, he was an extraordinary character. I mean, he went down and he worked under, he nearly died as a baby. He worked underground, was involved in a mining accident, which left him walking on sticks for 3 years. And then out of all of that, he emerges, you know, into this peculiar sort of pop impresario figure, allegedly the first person ever to use two turntables and invented the discotheque, if you like, almost, and goes on with this programme, which is huge, massive programme in the 1970s, Jim Will Fix It, which I think, you know, everybody of a certain age
can still sing the theme tune.
Yes. And if
you want to try?
I don't think I can, actually, but I think I would have asked him to fix Wales winning the Rugby World Cup, I think, would have been my request.
Not even he could have done that.
Kevin, the great stamp rip-off.
Yes. Now, there's two interesting stories. There's that the front page of the Mail on Sunday has got this story that apparently if you post something first class on a Saturday, it will get exactly the same treatment since last July as if you posted it second class. So there's no point in putting a first class stamp on something if you post it on a Saturday. Now, I think this is it's potentially could cause a lot of problems reputationally for the Royal Mail, and also lead to people saying, hang on a minute, I posted something since then under, you know, this was false pretenses. I should be entitled to part of my money back. So I think that's a story that might run. And I've linked it with page 2 of the Sunday Mirror, where there's advice from a Tory jobs minister advice. This is Chris Grayling, is saying that if you're out of work, the thing to do is to apply for a job, a casual job with the post office over Christmas. So get on your postie's bike if you're out of work. The only problem is there have already been 80,000 applications for the 18,000 Christmas vacancies that are there. So, you know, it's a pity the Future Jobs Fund was abolished, because there were opportunities there for unemployed people to get some work and proper work experience. Whereas here, you know, you should, by all means, apply, but they're already well oversubscribed.
Well, it's maybe a sign of the times when something that happens every year as regular as clockwork is somehow paraded as good news.
Indeed.